The candidates agreed on many issues, including the need for state-funded pre-kindergarten, tax reform, and maintaining abortion rights. They also agreed the corporate tax cut approved by the legislature and Governor Susana Martinez was a bad idea. State Senator Linda Lopez called for an evaluation of business tax policy.
See what is working, what is not, and then strengthen those programs that are meant to help our small business community, whether it be on Main Street, whether it be working with our agricultural community, whichever it may be. That is what the focus of my administration will be.
Alan Weber said New Mexico must look beyond tax cuts to attract new business, in particular focusing on education and quality of life. And he agreed with the other candidates that the corporate tax cut is a failure.
I look at that tax cut and I think it was for the wrong people and for the wrong reasons. I do support economic growth, but I don't think we need to try to use big tax cuts to lure out-of-state corporations here. And then when the tax cuts run out, so do the jobs. If we're going to do tax cuts, we need to tie them to specific performance standards so companies that come here have to live up to their side of the bargain. Hire New Mexicans and keep the jobs here.
All of the candidates also agreed on the need for a higher minimum wage, at least $10.10 an hour. State Senator Howie Morales pushed for more, $11 an hour.
I propose by the year 2017 that we will have raised our minimum wage to $11 per hour. I know this is bold, I know this is a step forward, but I believe that we have to be bold to make sure we move families out of the poverty line into the middle class.
The candidates also expressed support for a permanent fix for the lottery scholarship. Lawrence Real said that if that permanent fix required money from other sources, he would support it.
And if it means moving dollars from other parts of the budget to support that, it is the one important key that we have in New Mexico to ensure that our young people are getting an education and that they're prepared for the jobs of the future.
Finally, Real, Morales, Weber, and Lopez all agreed that New Mexicans should be able to vote on the legalization of marijuana so it can be taxed and regulated like alcohol. But Attorney General Gary King disagreed.
I don't support the legalization of marijuana for recreational use. I think that it sends a very bad message to our young people, and we've been spending a lot of our time trying to get young people not to get started on any drugs, actually on alcohol.
The debate aired Thursday night on KRWG-TV and New Mexico PBS in Albuquerque. KRWG-TV will repeat the debate Saturday night at 5 and Sunday morning at 11. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.